Please rise for our morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O eternal Father, I come to you through the heart of my Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Through this divine heart, I adore you for those who do not adore you. I love you for those who do not love you. I gratefully acknowledge you to be my God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now I'd like to wish a happy birthday to Isabel Guillot. Lord, we know that every life is a sacred gift, and thank you for giving Isabel another year of life in the Duchenne community. Amen. So I am Jack Zare, and I graduated from here in 1959, which was probably before most of your grandparents were born. 2 months after graduation, I enlisted in the Navy, intending to spend 3 years there, but wound up logging 36. After leaving the service, I worked at Boeing for 11 years. Now I characterize myself as a wannabe writer. My 6th book should be on the way to the printer in a couple of weeks. The other things I do is I support my parish, which is St. Peter here in St. Charles. I support Catholic education in the Glennon Seminary. After graduation, my wife was also a member of the class of 59. My wife became a nurse. We have 6 children. That seemed to take up some of her time. Now she supports a bazillion charitable organizations and projects. And that's why I am here on my own today without adult supervision. I don't have a favorite memory from high school, but I do have a couple of vital ones. In my junior year, first semester, Sister Matthew gave me an F in literature at midterm. I told her I should have gotten a C. She told me I should have gotten an A. I needed that kick, and I'm pretty sure I would not have accepted it from any other person on earth. During my second semester that year, I worked up the nerve to ask my future wife out on a date. And I am today, in many years, my junior year here at Duchenne. So Father in Heaven, I thank you for my learning experiences here, and I ask you to bless the current students with good learning experiences of their own for their bodies, their minds, and their spirits, and make the experiences holy ones. Please, Lord. Amen.